Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to Yoga Girl Daily, everyone, and happy Monday. It's a brand new week, and I am feeling hopeful. That's really the energy I'm sitting with right now. I am feeling hopeful. Looking out at this window I'm sitting by right now, I can see clear blue sky. I see some palm trees swaying in the breeze. I hear a dog and some birds outside right now. You might be able to hear them too. But there's something in the air today that's just making me automatically anchor into this place of trust. True, real, honest to God, unwavering trust right now is what I'm feeling in my whole body. And of course, that's what I want us to set as an intention for this week.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Now, if you're in a place in life where you are experiencing a lack of trust, you know, a lack of stability, a lack of safety, lack of security, lack of abundance, lack of support, feeling like trust is available to you can be a really, really challenging thing. I haven't felt or experienced a single ounce of trust in weeks. I've really felt like I've been out in this dark sea with nothing to hold on to, not having any clue if anything is going to be okay in the end. And all of a sudden, I woke up today and trust was there. So setting an intention to reach for trust or to open up to trust doesn't have to mean that we have to be in this place where we're trusting everything is going to be okay. If we're lacking trust in our lives right now, our intention this week can be to pray for trust to return to our lives, right? So it can be literally opening up to this idea of, yeah, trusting in life, that unwavering faith. I'm not experiencing that right now, but I want it so bad. Oh, we can sit down in our practice every day this week and literally pray to feel trust again. Pray for that moment to return where we can lean back and trust that everything is going to work out, that we will feel safe again, that we will feel held again, that no matter what's going on in our lives right now, that we can find just a little bit of trust that we are going to make it through to the other side. So this week, all about trust in every single way, you know, and maybe just listening to this podcast right now, you know, hearing me speak these words about trust is going to inspire just a little bit of trust to start moving or to start developing inside of you. You know, it could be just sparking that intention that I want to trust again could actually be enough to open up some doorways for trust to enter our lives once more. So take a moment right now just to contemplate a little bit what trust is like for you in this moment in your life. Are you experiencing a lot of it right now? If that's the case, this week for you, setting an intention to trust will be all about appreciating the fact that you feel trust and stability and safety in your life right now. If in this moment you're experiencing a total lack of trust and you feel like you can't really trust anything or anyone right now, then this week can be about setting the intention to look for trust, setting the intention to open up to trust, or setting the intention to pray for trust to come our way, right? So important that depending on where you are at in your life right now, you set an intention that really reflects you, that reflects your journey and your emotions in this moment. For me, waking up feeling a little bit of trust just inside of me today just really felt like a little miracle, you know, and I'm so grateful for it. And I really want to hold on to that for as long as I can. So setting the intention that this week I will open up to trust. I love that as an intention instead of this week, I will trust that everything is going to work out, because it doesn't always work that way. We don't trust every day. We don't trust every single week. It's really hard to tell someone who's moving through an extremely challenging time that just trust that everything's going to work out. You know, if we don't feel that way, we can't fake it to get to that place. So choose how you want to really articulate your intention when it comes to trust for this week. If it's finding more gratitude for the fact that you already have it present, if it's praying for it to come your way, if it's opening up to the idea of trust sparking inside of you, take a moment just to sit with that, just contemplating what that trust actually can do for you in your life right now. It's a big thing. Honestly, especially when we feel like we have no clue what's going on, when trust is there, even just a little bit, kind of how I'm feeling today, all of a sudden, all those problems that felt so unbelievably big yesterday, they feel a little bit more manageable, but nothing really changed, right? The problems are still there. They still look the same. Everything is still a mess in my life, but I'm trusting that even in that mess, yeah, there is a purpose. And every day I'm getting a little bit closer to that. So this week, we are opening up to trust in a way that really applies to our lives right in this moment. I love you. I hope you're able to lean into some form of trust this week, that you get to move a little bit closer to that place of actually feeling like everything is going to be okay. Have a beautiful week, and I'll be back tomorrow.